Hello. In today's shiur, we discussed something that's been mentioned many times in the past few dafim and tzvachim, and that is the avoda of shvichas shurayim. Shvichas shurayim is after, in each carbon, after we finish the a large amount of shvichas, whether it's two shvichas for a carbon shlomim or four for a carbon chakas, what do we do with the remainder of the dam? So the prophet says that it's called Amo Shafech, we spill the dam to the Yisrael of Mizbeach. That means if the dam is kosher, besides the zrik of the dam that we have on the kir of the Mizbeach or on the keren of the Mizbeach, but the remainder, the dam which is left in the Kushoyot, which is Kodesh, has to be spilled to the base of the Mizbeach. So to understand this Aveda of Shlichas Shurayim, first we'll try to explain it with a Chakir. And the question is, how do we look at it? Is this Shlichas Shurayim like a supplementary Zrika, another Zrika? In other words, we have certain Zrikas which are not Nakas, which are not necessary for the Hefzik of Kodesh. Like Nakas, the first Zrika is Nakas, the last three Zrikas are a mixture. So is Shlichas Shurayim an additional Zrika, which really we have to be zayit, the dam and the mizbeach, the kapara, the afusi yuva, and then the... Oh, what sound? You just pulled out the thing, and then you pull it down. Okay, we said in Shlichas Shurayim we have a Hakira, and then we left the sound exactly. But the question was, how do we relate to this din of Shlichas Shurayim, that the remainder of the blood which is left after the Zrika has to be poured to the base of the Mizbeach? Is this like an additional Zrika, like besides the Zrikas which is said, the allotted amount of Zrikas for each carbon, Shtayim Shem Arba, or Arba Kronos, or one Matala, the rest of the dam has another Zrika that has to be poured to the base of the Mizbeach? Or is it more comparable to the Hakhtar of the Emirin? In other words, it's not part of the dam, Averis HaDam, that we make a Zrika dam to the Mizbeach. Rather, what do we do with this dam? Well, it's a separate offering, like the offering of the Emor, which is in the Mizbeach. It's a separate offering which is not related to the Zrika, to the Avodah of the Kapara, where we pour down in the Mizbeach for the Kapara. Rather, it is more related to what we do with the rest of the carbon, the Haktorah, that by Eor we're not to the whole carbon, or by Shlomim we're not to the Emor, and the Chakis, the Emor we're not to, and so too, the remainder of the dam, its place is to be poured to the Yisrael Mizbeach. So, at first glance, this would seem, according to Tosfos, to be a machlokes between Beishai and Beitzor. The Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Amud Ches, it's also brought in Avodah Zarah Daf Dalet, says there's a machlokes by Chafes, how many Zrikas do we need with Ikuva? In other words, the mitzvah we need four Zrikas by Chafes, one on each carry. Question is, if the Rebbe didn't do it, how many do you need to make the carbon kosher? So the Shammai says we need two, and the Mishnah, and the Soul says that we need one. So the Gemara says, how do they live? So the Gemara says that the Shammai wins because it says in the Torah, Kainos three times. Since Kainos, the minimum of the plural of Keren is two, we raise that six times, so we say six times the Keren. And as we mentioned a few times in Kodesh, whatever it says in the Torah one time is just a mitzvah. If it says it twice, it's a kuvah. That means if it says it twice, then if we don't do it, the Kodesh is possible. So since I have six times Torah, comes out four of them are the mitzvah, and two of the two which are repeated are the kuvah. So that's how the Shema learned that the four, that two zrikas are the kuvah and four the mitzvah. But Hillel learns that since it's written Kainat with the Chaser, so we deal with it as it's in the singular. So it's Kainat, 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 which is four times, three the mitzvah and one the ikuvah. That's the Gemara. if we use the same formula that we use for Beis Shammai, that only something which is double over three kubra, or four should be the mitzvah. Because according to Beis Shammai, we have six. Six, four, and 12 kubra came to 12 kubra. But according to Beis Shammai, we only have four, so none of them should be kubra. So the Gemara says that kapel bechtiv le'ashkechon. We need some zrika, there must be some zrika, so therefore, at least one has to be re'ikuva. Yes, Taitzvahs, if so, according to this formula, Beis Shammai should be three rakev. Because one, we know without it being duplicated that it must be rakev, because kapel bechtiv le'ashkechon. So therefore, I should learn this. If it says six times, I know one is rakev. And another two which are duplicated rakev. So let's say three are rakev. So Taisi says, in Tanayim Dov Dayan, Reish Lomai, the Beis Shammai, let me write that, Inami Kasav Yechivu Z'ika Shvichas Domenu Yisrei, Rav Kapor Bechtivu. Since even if none of the Zrikas will be rakev, but we'll have to pour the Domenu Yisrei, so therefore we'll have some Zrika. Which Zrika? The pour the Domenu Yisrei. Now, but Bezor, Bezor does not accept the Shmichas Rami said, because it says that Shmichas Rami on the Akva. So what's the difference? Why does Bezor learn that we know that one Zvika must be the Akev, and Bashama without a Pasuk? And Bashama says we need a Pasuk because I have Shmichas Rami said. Seemingly, this is the Machlokes. But Bashama considers the Shmichas Rami said a sort of Zvika. So therefore, even if I would have done none of the Zvikas, I still have had some Zvika by pouring the remainder of the Dam to Yisrael. Whereas Bezerel says that even if I have Shvichas Dam to Yisrael, I will, if I had no Zvikas, I will have had a carbon which didn't have a Zvikas Dam whatsoever. So therefore, Bezerel seemingly is treating it as not as a Zvikas Dam. But remember what we said, no, it's not first, and then a different Avoya, which does not relate to the family of Dante Mister. That's what it seems that the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. We'll show you in a few Gemaras where it seems it seems to be a riot to this Shire. The Gemara says, we learned a few days ago on the Chesem of Bay, the Gemara says that we learned that Chakas needs four matons. We need four Zrikas, one on each chain. But the Mishnah says, that we said according to Beis Hillel, only one is Mikuva, and the other three are the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, the other three Zrikas of the Chakas, in certain ways, they relate to, they are comparable to the first one, and in certain ways, they're comparable to the Shmichas Shrine. So it says, Omer Papa, Yeshman Tetzchi Rosser, in certain ways, these three matonas are related, the rest of these Rikas are comparable to the first Rika. The Yeshman Kisaifer, and some of the Harochas, they're going to the Shmichas Shrine. So, the Gemara gives a list. Chut, Zalaila, Zoris, Vekrishoris, Karen, Etzber, Vashivitz, Vishiran, Tetzchi Rosser. In other words, regarding this list, they are like the first Rika. Chut, in other words, if we zoret the dam bachutz, even the last three zrikas of person chayev misa for a zrika bachutz, it can't be done at night. A zar can't do it. We need a klishoret. It needs to be on the keren. It needs to be done dafku the etzba. Right? And then it has a few other halachas that says that I like the shivayim that says that you can't make pingle and it doesn't come possible doing it to the hechol. So Rashi says, how do we know that it's possible balayla? It's possible balayla. In general, all avodas are possible balayla because it says beyond all the avodas of the carbon have to be done. The ikra avodah of the kapor of the carbon has to be done by day. However, havas emrim and things which don't relate directly to the kapor, they can be done at night. So Rashi says something interesting. Says that. that it's possible, Lila. Why? Because Omer Rosh Hashanah Matanis, Acherim Shabachatis Ein Boz Belila. The Apple Pisha Ein Ma'akvim. The Zrika itself is not Ma'akiv, so it should be able to be done Belila. The Law of Zrika Gemurahi Nil Dan Nifso B'Shkiyas Hachama. So come on. The Ein Ma'akvim is there for Chatzir.
In other words, we learned already before that Dan is Nisro Belina as Shkeshachama, and therefore, actually, as far as the Avoida of the Gimel Macharish Bechatis, it would be Kasha Belayla. But there's a practical problem that the Dan was puzzled. And the Shagatari explains that, like that Rashi learned, as we basically the simple reading of the Rashi, that there is no beyond Tavoitzai as far as the Dam, as far as the Avoid of Gimel Matonis goes. However, the Dam is possible as Rika, because we can possibly choose the Lila. Now, Shvicha Shrayim, also, Dam Possible is possible Shvicha Shrayim also. However, we do make Shvicha Shrayim at night. That's what it says, Ketchim Otai. Shvicha Shrayim can be done at night. So the question is, if we say that the Dam became possible, so why is it that we only are not allowed to do the last three Shvichas of the Chatas we can't do because the Dam became possible, but the Shvicha Shrayim we can do? If the Dam became possible, it should be called possible for Shvicha Shrayim. So from this we can see that the Dam becomes possible if Shir Zachayim becomes possible for Shvicha. Well, it seems Shvicha basically has to be done by day. So therefore, even a Zrika, which for itself could be done at night, but the Dam becomes possible for Zrika, which is a Chama. However, for Shvicha Shrine, which is not a Zrika, so even though we test Shvicha Chama, still, it's caution from Shvicha Shrine. From this, it would seem clear that the Shvicha of the Shrine is not a Zrika, rather it's like Halos Emelim is there, and therefore, even though the Dam became possible for Zrika, and we can't do the Gimel Matonis anymore, but the Shvicha Shrine we could do, because the Dam only became possible for Zrika, and Shvicha Shrine is not a Zrika. So there are other places in the Gemara which seem to point clearly that the Shvicha of the Shrine is not really, not actually a Zrika. There is a different Avoda, not Avoda Saddam, it's like Avoda the Emrin. Well, because of the short time, we'll suffice with this Rav, and we'll continue on to a new question. We saw quite a few times already that although by the regular Chatas or all the Karbonis, we said Shirayim is not Ma'atif, but here, among other places here on the Beis, it says by Chatos Apnius, the Chatos which are brought inside in the Hecho on the Mizbeach, that was like the Dam on the Mizbeach Apnimi, like Par on Dovr Shol Tzibur, and Par Kohen Mashiach, and the Par of Yom Kippurim, which these are Chatos Apnius, there's a Machloikis, and there's a man the owner who holds Shirayim is Ma'atif. So, although by Shirayim of all Kavanas are not Ma'akiv, but the Shirayim of Chatos HaPnimius is Ma'akiv. So now, after we have established that Shvicha Shirayim is not actually a Zrika, but rather a different Avodah, we can still look into the Shirayim of Chatos HaPnimius, which he said is Ma'akiv. Do we say that Chatos HaPnimius have more Zrikas? In other words, although Shvicha Shrayim in general is not a Zrika, and therefore it's not Ma'akev, but by Chatos HaPnimius, which have all kinds of Zrikas, they have Sheval Tion Shmizbeach, and Arbal Kayah Shmizbeach, they have a new Zrika. In other words, the Shvicha Shrayim takes on a different attribute by Chatos HaPnimius, and it's not merely like Shvicha Shrayim of Chatos HaChitzonis, rather, it is a type of Zrika. We add on a Zrika by Chatos HaPnimius, that they have the Zrika and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then the Shvicha Shrayim on the inside of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Or, we say we didn't change the characteristics of the time, didn't change the characteristics of the Shvicha Shrayim. Shvicha Shrayim is still not a Zrika, but there's a new halacha that by Chatos HaPnimius, just like other things are ma'akiv, this new avoda of Shvicha Shrayim is also ma'akiv. Not that we've made it on, we didn't change the characteristic of Shvicha Shrayim to turn it into a Zrika for Chatos HaPnimius. Rather, we said this new halacha, which is called Shvicha Shrayim, as far as Chatos HaPnimius is not a mitzvah, rather it's ma'akiv. So, the Gemara says later, it's brought here before on the Beis and Beis, but again, this is Gemara on the Beis and Beis, says, what happens by its power, the power of Yom Kippurim, that it became possible after one matana. So it says that we bring another one and we start. In other words, we don't need all the matanas. We could start in the middle of whatever matanas we did with Yitzhak. And we continue on with the new power, which is Nishpach Adam. We continue on from where we did. So it says there that if we didn't do the Shvich HaShrayim, we bring a fourth power just for the Shvich HaShrayim. In other words, we'll shech a new power, and with that power, we'll only be Shvich HaShrayim. Now, the Shvich HaGubet has asked, okay, if there's no Zrika, how does it become Shrayim? Shrayim means what's left over after the Zrika. So how is it possible to bring a power just for Shvich HaShrayim, but we have to make it Shrayim? So Shvich HaGubet has said that we will make a Zrika, which it's not clear exactly what the deal of this Zrika is, but we will make one Zrika on the Mizbech, which will constitute the rest, make it Shrayim, and then we will set the dam and be Shavuot Shrayim on the Mizbech Achitza. So we mentioned before, that's clear, there's no such thing as a carbon which does not have a kapara. Kapara doesn't mean like Ashkechon. Every carbon, there's no carbon of Damim which doesn't have a Zrika down on the Mizbech. Every carbon must have a Zrika down on the Mizbech. So therefore, if we say that Bachatot HaPnimius, we are able to bring a power, and the only dam will be the Shmikah Shrine, or the only necessity which have the Shmikah Shrine, from there we see that the Shmikah Shrine of Bachatot HaPnimius is not merely what we do with the dam and Avoyah which is done with the dam. Rather, it's proven that the Shmikah Shrine of Bachatot HaPnimius is a Shmikah Dam, so much so that we can have a carbon that it's only Zrika will actually be the Shvich HaShrayim. So therefore we see it took on a new characteristic. It's not like the Shvich HaShrayim or the Chatos HaChitzonis, which we said is not actually the Zrika's Dam. Rather, it's a different Avodah, like Achtoris Emrin. But if we're able to bring the carbon, and the only Dam which we'll have will be the Shvich HaShrayim, we see from that it is, that it has a din of a Zrika's Dam.
You're on hold.
Okay. This can also be seen in the Yerushalmi in Yuma in Parak HaLechavah. The Yerushalmi says that according to there's a machlokes whether the Shrayim are ma'akev or not ma'akev, and it says that according to my number Shrayim ma'akev, then that it can't be done at night, and it can't be done at Lila, and it needs. It has other halachas of Zrika, that it's not that the carbon is possible without it, and by chutz yochayev. So therefore, we see that's good for the machlokes. Whether all shirayim ma'akev or shirayim not ma'akev, that if we all shirayim ma'akev, then it transforms itself into a Zrika, and therefore can't be done at night. Even though we said that the shvicha of the shirayim of chatoy zachitzonis that can be done at night, but once you say Shrayim Yaakov, it becomes like a Zrika, and it needs Yoy. This idea can also be seen here on the Gemara on the Chesam et al. The Gemara says that the Gemara says that we're looking for a limud that will teach us that tzolt halacha, that only one zrika of the chatas is ma'akev. So the Gemara says that we start with four kindness, and it says v'chipa three times. So one tells me that if it's good with only three kronos, and the second one tells me it would be good with only two kronos, and the third one tells me it would be good with only one keren. So Rav says, how do we know that it means that? Maybe it's telling me that you need four zmikas. But it's okay if I do one undercarin, and three, l'mat mikhut atzikur, where I do all the kavonas. In other words, how do I learn from the three times the keeper? That. Or that it's good enough if I do one zrika. Maybe it's just telling me it's good enough if I do one zrika in the proper place. And the other zechipa tells me even if I only do the other three zrikas, alamata zechuta zrika, that's also kosher. So the Gemara says, lematinu domin shechetya lamala vechetya lamata. We didn't find at any carbon that we give half of the dam in one place and half of the dam in the other place. So the Gemara asks that by the Chatos HaPlinius we say that we do one Zerika Lamala and seven Lamata, and the Gemara understood that that's part of the place, one on the top of the Mizbeach and seven on the bottom, and the Gemara says no, it's directional. We Zerik one pointing upwards with a hand motion, like an underhand motion, and the other one's with an overhand motion towards down. However, it's not on the place. The place is the same. We put it in one straight line. However, it's not a question of where to be back, but still we didn't find one, we didn't find one Zerika which should be in one place and not in the other place. So, so then the Gemara says, Va'ika Shirayim. What about Shirayim? So, Gemara, Shirayim no ma'afi. Shirayim, in other words, the Bichakas, we're Zerik the Dam and the Kronis, and the Shirayim to the inside. So it seems that we split the Shirayim and we say that there was a Dam. Part of the Dam goes Lamala, and part of the Dam goes Lamata. So the Gemara, Shirayim no ma'afi. But the Gemara, Va'ika Shirayim ma'afi. Shirayim ma'afi, which I'm ma'afi, the Ikram no ma'afi. And we have seven matonis or 11 matonis on the Mizbeach Afinia, the Peroiches, and we have the rest of the shrine is done on the Mizbeach Achitzon. That's the Gemara, the Chag Mokam Karminen. In other words, that's two separate Mizbeaches. And one Mizbeach to say part of the dam above the Chut HaSikra and part of the dam below the Chut HaSikra, that we don't find. However, to split the dam and say part on Mizbeach Afinia, that we do see. So the Gemara seems to say that we have found a precedent for Dam in two Mekomis from the fact that the Zerika is in one place and the Shvika Shrine is in another place. So from there it would seem that the Shvika Shrine is part of the Vaisa Zerika. The Gemara wasn't part of the Vaisa Zerika. The Gemara could have answered, we're talking about the Shvika. Shvika Shrine is a different halakha altogether. From there we see that it's just like we saw if the matonis would be partial lamala, partial lamata would be considered the two mokaymis. The same thing if the dam would be partially lamala and the shlicha shrine would be lamata, then it would be considered the two mokaymis. From that, it seems that the shlicha shrine is part of the zrika. Now, the Gemara also mentioned it as far as shirayim or chatos achitonis. And in that the Gemara answered Shirayim or Ma'afi. But according to the way we'll explain to Gemara that's good for the Nafkamina. Shirayim, which are not Me'akev. Shirayim, which are just of another Avodah, like Avodah Kaktoris Amrin. They are not with the Zerika. So therefore, since Shirayim or Ma'afi, we didn't find Dam, which is Chetzel Amara, Chetzel Amato, even though the truth is, or mitzvah, it is partial lamala, partial lamata. But shirayim which are not ma'akev are not part of the zrika. So therefore, even though the mitzvah is to give deserve the dam, the zrika lamala, and to spill the shirayim lamata, since shirayim loy ma'akvi, it means that shirayim are not actually zrika. However, by Chatos HaPnimius, where it says shirayim ma'akvi, there the Gemara would have proven that we can have dam in two places. Chetzel Amara and Chetzel Amata. And to that the Gemara said, the only answer the Gemara is that since it's two separate Mizbechers, so therefore it's not a riot. The same thing can be seen in the Gemara and Daf Mem Beis in the days. The Gemara Daf Mem Beis in the days, it makes a cheshbon of how many Zrikas that we need, how many Matanis Dam that we need till our Korba, our Chatos HaPnimius, we could be Nikva the Pigo. In other words, we learned already that a person who has a Machshavas Pigo, he thinks in the Shrika or in the Zrika to be Oichos, like Zmanoi, or Shalodim Kaimoi. So it does. It doesn't become tinkle unless he finishes off the whole carbon properly. In other words, if he leaves out, and just like a carbon isn't kosher until we bring all the tools out the dam, so too tinkle doesn't become tinkle to be chayav kares unless it's carbon kol matirav kmitzvasoi. Unless he's done the complete, he's finished off the carbon with all the zrikas, with all the dinim which are ma'akev. So that's the chayav and how much do we need? And it says we have 43 zrikas. 43 avoidus. So then the Gemara brings Pasha Rebbe Kippur. So the Gemara brings a bracket that says 47. And says, why we get from 43 to 47? So the Gemara says, that's the man of Omer that says that we're out of the Damapar and Damasarev, and we have another Zrika on the Kronis, or another four Zrikas of the mixed Dam. Then the Gemara brings another bracket that says there's 48. How do we get to 48? So it says, Ha Kamanda Omar Shirai Ma'akvin. And going to Amanda Omar, that Shirai Ma'akvin. So, the deal of Pinkle is a deal of Katsaras Kosher, Katsaras Pinkle. We need Ritsu. That means the dam which causes the kapara, that's necessary for making Pinkle. And then the Gemara says that if Shirai Ma'akvin, that will be one of the necessities to make Pinkle. So we see that's just a question of a new avoider which passes the carbon. But rather it's considered in the risk of the 48 matnas adam, or the 48 matnas adam which we need for the reaching dam, when my daughter Shrine the Aspen, it's one of them. It's considered a whole list of 48, not 47 plus 1, 48 Ba'azrikis. So therefore, we see again that Lamad Orv Shrine Aspen, we have changed the characteristic of Shricha Shrine of Chatos Aspen. Means? And we transferred it from just another avoider like Haftarah Fenrin, and we've included it in the Matnas Dam, Laman Dov Shirayim Ma'akvin. We'll just bring one more Mishnah. The Mishnah says, and that's computer on the base, it says that that according to Rabbi Nechemia, we know that according to be chayev for shute chutz or halach chutz, for a person to be chayev for shechting the behemah outside of behemah of kodesh outside the zara, or being zarek the dam outside the zara, it has to be something which is royal pesach oil moed. It means it has to be a carbon that would be kosher between. If someone takes a bamum, or a klaim, or a mukta, or a nevan, and he shechts it bachutz, so he's not chayev, because it's not royal pesach oil moed. The same thing is true with the shrikas dam. The dam, which was zorek, has to be chayev for shrikas dam bachutz, so we have to be chayev, it has to be such a dam that if we would be zorek in between, you'd be chayev. But a zrika that you'd be positive between, it would be possible between, so you're positive you do it b'chutz. So Misha says, Rav Nechemia Omer, Shirei Hadam Shekribu b'chutz chayev. If you're makriv the shirayim b'chutz, you're chayev. So the Gemara says that the time of Rav Nechemia is because he holds the shirayim makriv. So therefore, since the royal was Zrika, therefore, a person will be either on Zrika, the Chutz, and even if he's very with the dam of the Shirayim. So if we would consider Shirayim Yadam a new Avodah, it's Avodah like Atzaras Emrin, so then still the dam is possible for Zrika. What we said before, that dam with Shkin Sachama, dam by regular Kabbalah, dam with Shkin Sachama is parcel for a Zrika, and therefore we can't make the three matos of Chatas after Shri Zachama. However, Shrika Shrine, when we brought from Rashi and the Shagasari, Shrika Shrine, we could do after Shri Zachama. Why? Because Shri Zachama, it's true that the dam is kosher, but it's not kosher for Shrika, and Shri Zachama is not a Zrika. So if the Shirayim would be possible with Zrika, and would only be kosher for this new thing which is called Shvicha Shirayim, then we wouldn't be chayav as a chutz, because it's not dam which is kosher with Zrika, it's dam which is kosher with Haftarah. So if Rav Nechemia holds that a person could be chayav on zikah b'chutz with shirayim, because we hold shirayim ma'akev, we see that if we hold shirayim ma'akev, the dam as the avodah of shirayim has been. Has been transposed into a new zrika, and therefore any dam which is kosher for shvicha shrayim, according to which shvicha shrayim is ma'akev, is all inside is memelo kosher for zrika. Memelo, or taka become kosher b'shkiyat achala, what we saw from the Yishalmi. It won't be good anymore at night. Because what we said is good at night is if it's compared to Akhtar's Emrin. But as long as we compare it to Azrika, we will be over at the Chutz and it will become possible for Lila.
Yeah.
I don't
quite crowd there.
Very it was nice. More user-friendly. Yeah,
time
for something another shooter, I guess. Really upset, I don't know, you know. Okay. Time. People want to know if the blood was included in the corbin or was it a separate corbin?
It's the rest of the animals in the same. Most of the animals.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Zupnik.
Hashem,
we're looking forward to having you back next week. We'll have Mary Kaplan back. We'll be giving a shiur about Hashem this coming week on the subject of the knife that is used for slaughtering kachim. We'll put up my mikvahs in the same place as usual, the fourth sheet, and he'll be also giving dvaita on the chumash afterwards for the last 15 minutes or so of Rezat Hashem as usual. Take care and have a good week, everybody.
Yes, there are no other questions.
I'm trying to get this off, okay?